Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we should focus on the U.S. labor market. A lot of information released last week. We had the main labor market report for the month of April. We had the weekly jobless claims, the ADP private sector report. We had the job openings data. So quite a wide array of information. And all of that gives us an idea of how U.S. labor market conditions are evolving given the Iran conflict, given the elevated gasoline price, given the loss of consumer confidence. So I think a key aspect to unpack there. In terms of other data, not a lot going on last week. In South Africa, obviously, we had the fuel price increase. We did discuss that a week ago. So outside of that, not a lot of new information. We clearly focused on what the Reserve Bank's going to do to our interest rates at the end of this month. Increasingly, there's a concern that the Reserve Bank will feel compelled to increase interest rates given the ongoing nature of the Iran conflict and given the sharp increase in fuel prices that looks likely to persist. So not a good outlook for our interest rates, but I think for this week, we should focus on U.S. labor market conditions, as obviously that's critical to their ongoing economic performance. The performance of the U.S. labor market is obviously key to the performance of the U.S. economy. And if I look at the data that was released last week, it suggests that labor market conditions have improved. If we look at the April number, the U.S. added 115,000 jobs in the month. That was way above market expectations. The market was anticipating a gain of only 65,000 jobs. If we look at the month before that, the U.S. added 185,000 jobs. So just in 2 months, the U.S. has created roughly 300,000 jobs, which is impressive. It's impressive under any circumstances. At the same time, the unemployment rate has held steady at 4.3%. Now, 4.3% isn't the lowest they've ever had, but it's a very decent number. And all of that taken together suggests labor market is in good shape. If we then broaden it out into other employment-related information, we can see the weekly jobless claims are fairly low. The continuing jobless claims have fallen. If I look at the ADP private sector survey of employment, that's also been surprising on the upside. And if we look at job openings, they remain fairly substantial. So all of the indicators around the U.S. labor market are telling us more or less the same story, and that is the labor market has got stronger in the last 2 months. Now, that obviously seems at odds with the fact that you've got an elevated gasoline price and you've got the ongoing Iran conflict, and clearly consumer confidence has softened. But it hasn't got to the point where companies feel that they need to cut jobs. Quite the contrary, companies are adding a reasonable number of jobs. It's also very clear that the ongoing investment in AI is not being destructive to labor market conditions. Yes, there are one or two sectors where they have seen some job losses as a direct consequence of AI, but I would say those are mostly confined to the IT industry itself, and that beyond that, there isn't really evidence of AI being negative for U.S. labor market. So overall, I would say the data clearly surprising on the upside, clearly pointing to ongoing U.S. economic strength. Yes, they're not going to add the number of jobs they did a couple of years ago. I think the change in the net immigration position means that the labor force is not as big, not growing as fast as it used to, and so that will limit the number of jobs being added. At the same time, it's fair to argue that the labor market appears to be fairly saturated. So I don't think we can expect that there's going to be significant further gains, but if the U.S. just holds on to the current level of employment, it will give them a very solid economic performance. And obviously the risk is that over time, if the oil price, the gasoline price stays elevated, ultimately that could have a overarching negative effect on U.S.'s economic performance. But for the moment, I would say labor market surprising on the upside, which points to ongoing decent economic growth in the U.S. economy. That's all from me for this week. Hope it makes some sense and we'll catch up again next week. Please remember that StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider in terms of the FASE Act. Also, this podcast should not be construed as advice.